used to go dancing at the Kursaal. And when we first went there, when I was 15, you weren't allowed to jive. And I can remember quite distinctly, and people would get up as far away from where the men who watched what was going on, because they used to have sort of these people, and if you jived, they'd stop you and you had to go. But they all used to go down one end, and in the end they just couldn't, because everybody was jiving, and they just let everybody jive. But the floor was amazing because it used to bounce, you know. You could see it if you sat on the side and watched it, the floor bounced.
Then, another thing about Vic Circus was, I can remember my last trip, Mum taking me on a tram there. That's the last trip I can remember on the tram. Then, because that was very early days, probably about 38, 39, I suppose. I can remember a policeman on point duty there at Vic Circus. I can remember the toilets in the middle of the road in Vic Circus. Good old Dixon's shop there. Then chocolate bar machines around Vic Circus High Street. They always seemed to be tuppence. And to me, they stood there for years working. You just couldn't keep one there these days. They'd either be too small or the money would change. Lots of things like that. Vic Circus, another thing I can remember about Vic Circus was after the war they installed, and they only seemed to be around Vic Circus, a street lighting that seemed to be a blue or a mauve. And it changed the colour of everything, everything that was around. Your clothes, I won't say cars because there weren't many around, people, whatever they were wearing, it just changed it. Then there was the good old Bluebird Cafe, which in later years, I did used to go and get a cup of tea there. But I can remember the bus drivers, when they pulled up there, they used to shoot off into there, into the Bluebird Cafe, and go and get a can of tea or have a sticky bun or whatever.
Please press the button again for more memories.